welcome to episode number 290 of the Open Paddock Rallycast. Tonight we have special guest Anders Green. He's the Eastern Director of NASA Rally Sport. We'll be discussing the cool tech that NASA Rally Sport has been bringing to rally scoring and registration and other nifty bits, as well as previewing the upcoming Sandblast Rally, which is just a couple of weeks away. Then we'll review the action from the rally that almost didn't happen, WRC Sweden, as well as other news from the rally world. This is Open Paddock, the Rallycast. Well, good evening, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Shaw, and I have with me our good friend, Mr. Matt Kalish. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing pretty well, getting over a cold, but feeling good right now.
Yeah, I can understand the symptoms of which. We had a nice day of like 60-something degrees here, which is, the sun came out and everything's in bloom, and it's like, uh-oh, time to start taking the allergy meds, so, you know, that happens. So, beverage roll call, man. It'll be a good night talking rally, but what are you having to drink to help pass the time?
Well, I have the scourge of the deep, the Kraken spiced rum. It is delicious, and it is not expensive, both of which appeal to me.
That's fair. Well, I'm drinking a Deschutes Brewing Pine Drops IPA. Little hoppy, but it's got a nice kind of pine kind of finish to it, almost like you'd get like a gin or something like that, which kind of, that's more juniper, but you kind of get the idea. You kind of that foresty kind of hint to it, but not too strong. It's actually quite good.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I should be out in the woods or something. Maybe watching rally cars.
I'd say your drink's a little more festive than mine in that case.
It's definitely in the spirit, right? It's not a spirit, but it's in the spirit.
Oh.
Ba-dum-ching.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, right? Well, as I said in our introduction, we have our special guest with us, Anders Green, who is the director of the Eastern region of NASA Rally Sport. Anders, how are you doing this evening?
Things are good. I've got a lot of busy projects with Sandblast coming up and my own motorcycle, which I will be competing in. So I have between doing the sanctioning work and advising the organizers and helping them and prepping my own stuff. It's busy, but I'm getting a lot done, so I feel awesome.
Well, it's awesome to have that feeling productive. I've actually felt that way the last couple of days. I think it's the weather over here on the West Coast. We've actually got some sunshine for once in a long time, and it's increased productivity remarkably over here. But we had you on a year ago, and we were talking some of the things that NASA's been doing. Last year, I know this year you started doing even more technology stuff. Last year, you'd launched something doing some new registration and whatnot. What is kind of the state of NASA Rally Sport right now?
That could go in a lot of different directions. Some simple stuff is, we had about a 13 or 14% increase in entries last year. So, more and more people are coming to our events to go racing with us. They like the grassroots formula. So that's sort of a, very 10,000-foot view of what's happening.
Sure.
As far as things that are new, the biggest thing that we had is, we introduced the test day program last year, which is a very inexpensive insurance package that lets you essentially say, hey, Joey, Johnny, Bobby, let's go close down this road with permissions. Let's have an official thing where we can actually, test our rally cars at full speed legitimately. And so we had, I think, 4 new events pop up last year. So that is probably the biggest increase in number of rally events that has come about from any program ever in the last 20 years. So, that was a pretty huge success.
Yeah, it seemed like I remember there.